My bad.
But you know what? I was thinking about the episode that we did last week that we lost. And it's like, that was for us.
It was.
I think it's okay.
That's right. Wait a minute. It's gone.
It's gone, but it was for us.
I wasn't there. Okay.
But it's never forgotten.
What was good about it? Did you guys work something out with Jackson?
What do you mean?
No, can you up my earphones? I can't hear anything.
Oh, wait. I can't up your earphones.
Well.
You can't hear anything?
Can't hear anything.
Well, I can. It's just so low.
It's just so low.
It's so low.
Is your hair blocking?
You know what? It probably is. It's a good point.
It is. The curlers are in the way.
So looks like we're the only ones who got the memo.
apparently. look.
So this is our Halloween special, and only two of us are dressed up for Halloween.
Wait a minute. He's the mob boss, and I am the secretary of the mob boss. You're the godmother.
Lame.
I'm actually the guy, the hittie. Like, I'm the guy who owes money, and you're going
we're going to get you.
What's the word? We're going to off him. Yeah. We're going to off me.
Yeah.
At some point. Before the episode.
Well, it is a woman's world, so she's in charge. She tells me to tell Nikki to off you.
Nikki. No, you say they got a guy to do a thing. The guy did this thing and he needs to get.
No.
Can you imagine being like knowing you're in the crosshairs of the mob?
Yeah, you know what's hilarious? I was just watching.
How frightening that would
get
be.
Get Gotti. Yeah. Just 2 minutes before we came on air here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
It's a mini series.
Yeah, I started watching too, and I'm kind of.
Yeah, I'll watch it again. I mean, it's just episode one. Anyway. Okay.
And I get that.
There's just the whole crosshairs thing going on. It's crazy, scary, freaky.
They said that John Gotti got a haircut every day.
Ooh.
Wow. Precise.
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
And it's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool.
He was the guy in the 80s. A little bit 70s.
Godmother,
80s.
Can you tell us what it's like to put someone in between your crosshairs and, you know.
Yeah, do tell.
Have a hit put out on
him? Nikki, I really don't like that question, Nikki. You ask me any other question, I don't answer that one.
Don't ask her about her business.
Don't ask me about my business.
Okay, but what?
Only on Sunday.
What are you knitting then?
You knitting, godmother.
A noose?
A scarf.
A scarf. Quote unquote.
What are you wearing, Nick?
I like this.
It looks like a jumpsuit from the 80s.
Your chest is so hairy.
I actually took this from your closet, godmother.
Makes
sense.
Is
that?
It's the godmother's. Yeah.
Oh.
She has to approve all my clothing.
So. It's not the clothing, it's the chest hair. I like that.
I grew that for this.
Looks you grew that overnight.
Looks like winter wheat.
Godmother put it on there.
That's what I asked for. That's what I got. I pray every night for some winter wheat.
I mean, that is a patchy chest hair you got growing there, Nikki.
Hey, back off.
It's just some winter wheat. Sounds like a cereal.
Godmother says, back off my art.
Yeah, winter wheat.
You trim that with a sickle?
Now, is that a jumper or separate?
I don't know.
They're separate.
What you're wearing?
It's not a one piece.
It's connected.
It's not a one piece.
That would be very upsetting.
It is connected.
One piece.
Oh, I don't know.
Is the one piece not great?
Like to wear?
Yeah, like Italians do, the mafia guys used to.
Imagine that you're in a public place and then you have to go to the bathroom.
Which us girls do.
And then you just sit there naked and you just hope no one walks in.
There's no flap.
A bit of that.
No, a lot of you have to take it all the way down.
Here in the house about.
You have to take it all the way down.
Certain people who go to the bathroom and strip all the way down before they do.
Yeah. My brother had a friend, one of his best friends. He was coming. He was at a party or a get together, and he came out of the restroom and he was buttoning his shirt. And he's like, "What are you?"
Isn't that literally?
And he said that when he goes to the bathroom, he takes all of it. Yeah, there are people that do that. It happens.
I know.
And when you look at him and he's having a conversation with you, it's like I want to pay attention, but all I can think is I want to ask him why. Why do you strip before you?
I mean, I know some. I've seen some adult males. At a urinal with their pants all the way to their knees.
I've seen that
ankles.
Too. Like
that's
at a Costco.
Really rough.
At a Costco, you walk in and there's
really
a full moon.
Really? Why are they doing that?
I
How
know.
Old are they?
Older than they should be.
Yeah. So they're not like.
That is bad.
They're not like seven. They're like.
No, they're not.
They're
seven.
Probably only children, like an only child. Like if you had a sibling, they would say, yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
It's not what we do.
I don't think it's good.
No offense to like only children, but like.
What are you doing?
Why? Like, why'd your parents do that to you?
Right.
I don't think it's on purpose sometimes.
Well,
had troubles having others.
I don't know. know if that's always the case, though. No, and the ones where it's not the case, like, why did you do that?
Why did you do that on purpose?
Hate your child?
You're supposed to have like 2.3 children, the regular nuclear family.
Oh. Yeah.
It feels really quiet without the Italian music. I really need it back.
I know. I kind of like it back too.
There's like a void.
Especially for this episode, the Halloween episode.
Something is wrong with my earphones. I'm hearing weird things.
What are you hearing?
Like alien stuff or police talking?
It's my hair. We already discovered it. Oh. Forget it. Forget it.
Forget about
like,
it.
Those, why does it sound so weird?
Are those actual curlers?
Of course they are.
Do you wear those for
of
real?
Of course they are, Nick. You think I'd wear the fake curlers? No.
No.
They look like the thickness, like the same size as a Pringles can.
Yeah,
they're pretty big.
Yeah, thick curls.
That's a thick curler.
One of them is definitely the size. This one right here. That's probably the size of Pringles.
You don't see it much anymore, but I guess people still do that, right?
Well,
women still.
The women used to definitely wear it to the store back in the day in the 60s.
Right? So does that do the same thing as a curling iron does?
But probably
curlers.
A little better. Yeah, curls.
Or
it gives body.
Do the curls, do they have to be hot or you can just put them in there?
You just put them in. I think.
Put them in? Just like that?
Sometimes, a lot of people would do that kind, spray it with, you know, some kind of hairspray.
All right.
Not that this isn't a fascinating conversation.
I know.
But
I think it gives fullness. I don't know.
You know what
I
we should
never,
do? We should do a crowdfund or a, what is it, GoFundMe?
Yeah.
And like come up with whatever amount of money to give to you if you would like rock an 80s haircut like back in the 80s the real frizzy and they did this thing where it was flat the front the bangs
were
flattened and sticking straight up.
It would have to be a lot of money
because that'd be a hassle.
Because would you have to cut your bangs?
You'd have yes
well, yeah she'd have to
you wouldn't do that.
There you go
it would I
the
would
one way over. Yeah, there you go.
I would
there
do it.
Is.
Oh, they did. I never did that. I never did that.
Can
but
you
no.
imagine? I like
that was
hop
actually
on.
A
it's
big
like a,
thing
oh,
in
man.
The jury.
That's the worst haircut I've ever seen.
Okay,
that's a poodle in the front and a mullet in the back.
You know what?
That's bad.
Oh if goodness. You gave me $10,000, I would.
Wow.
Do it.
Would you? This is the one I think of.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you could do that, Libby.
That
one's better.
Yeah. That's kind of the rocker.
That was an actor.
That's the '80s
like,
rocker.
What was the show she was in?
She's married to Clint Black. That's
oh,
Lisa,
right.
Who, what's her name? I forget.
She might have been.
That's a girl from Saved by the Bell?
I can't
That's
believe normal. People did that. It's not the girl from
My
Saved
hair
by
was
the
just
Bell.
Big, but I never did the hair. And that whole bang thing, that was a pretty big Missouri thing. And I had moved here from somewhere else. Like, whoa. What's up?
That's kind of so Missouri, bad. Wisconsin. Yeah. Wisconsin did that a lot.
Yep, definitely Midwestern.
I lived in Wisconsin, but what do you mean? Because I didn't.
You
I
lived
think
in Wisconsin.
Was there too.
I swear, every time someone brings up a state, you're like,
I, know,
I lived
sorry.
There.
She lived everywhere, boy.
I lived in Delafield, Wisconsin, and I did not see that hair because it was usually with hats on.
Because people had.
Because it was freezing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sock caps or beanies. What would you call it? Like, we call them sock caps, like a wool, you know, and they're called beanies.
Yeah. What
do most people call those
I
things?
I don't know, because I didn't grow up with those either.
A beanie?
Just a beanie?
Yeah.
Beanie?
But she's saying,
I don't call
saying there's different
caps.
Names.
You know what I was thinking?
Ski hat.
There's different names for a ton of jobs.
Yes, that's true.
Police officer or cop.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer or barrister.
And there's another one.
Or solicitor.
Solicitor, that's what I was
thinking. Physician, about. Doctor.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, those are just a few.
And this is the English language. How hard
those
for
are
other
just
people
to
that,
name a few.
That... In their language is pretty basic, not basic, but makes sense. And then we've got all these words for one thing.
I don't say cop.
Nope.
I don't say
nope.
cop.
Nope.
What is what? He thinking?
Luke when he just had a bad example.
You could tell by his face.
Hey. Like a prostitute.
No.
Oh, and, no.
Oh.
What?
Well, you know why I think of that? Because your friend's last name is that. So, of course, it thumbs up.
I mean, it is the oldest profession. So there's probably more words for that than
we
anything.
We could probably go on about that, but that's fine.
Beautiful.
How about...
just because you're dressed like that, Luke, doesn't mean you can talk like that.
How about mattress consultant?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Or...
or we just leave that one there.
Okay.
Maybe just, you know.
Yeah, maybe not only a bit.
Like a chef or a cook.
There you
know?
Go.
It's
that's
like the
good.
Same thing.
Yes.
A what else?
Chef.
A preacher? A pastor?
A priest?
Kinda, or like a reverend. There's a lot of names for pastors. Yeah. Reverend. Yeah. And the priest.
Which one do you trust the most?
Pastor.
Which title?
Priest. I definitely trust a pastor the most.
If I hear reverend, I think the guy's probably a heavy drinker.
You do?
This guy likes to drink. He likes
to
drink.
Do you know a reverend who drank heavily?
Reverend. Hello, reverend. Like, he's throwing him back.
Oh.
If I hear pastor, I'm thinking, you know.
Bull Jostein.
You're just making up things that you're...
A lot of pastors, they want you to call him pastor. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, so I go out of my way to not call them pastor.
Well, that's some...
You call me Comedian Tim?
Yeah, exactly. Our pastor
this
week...
That's just some religions that are just keen on
that. Hey, Plumber Ralph.
Literally, our pastor this week was like, the reason why I don't go by Pastor Tom is because I don't see it in the Bible.
Yeah.
He's got a point.
And he was just like, so like
prove me wrong.
There's a lot of things you see that aren't in the Bible.
Yeah.
Like pierced ears.
He's like, if it's not,
I mean, there
the
are
Bible,
mattress
then.
Consultants all over that thing.
All right.
Well, that is referred to in the Bible
somewhere. Hey,
it's
in the
Bible. That's the way it crumbles.
It's in Proverbs.
Sometimes it crumbles that way. Hey, what are you going to do? Forget about it. Gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
That's the most non-threatening.
Nikki, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're the
same
guy.
What? Gabagoo.
Hey.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
Oh my god.
That'd be funny, like a
unintimidating
Italian.
Guy. Yeah.
Hey, where's my money?
I want
you
it
owe
now.
Me.
I'd like to see it.
You messed with the wrong family. I'm gonna punch you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Who's laughing now?
I think you should show Shaq.
Shaq?
Okay, I have a question.
There's a
he said he could blur it out.
He can.
What's
he,
wrong? What, I forget what's bad.
We have a new
can you
movie
airdrop
coming.
It to me?
I saw the trailer.
Did you see it? I have a question. Is it a spoof on the book, The Shaq, or are we talking?
Yes, it is a spoof.
Okay.
On that. But yeah, on the Christian book, yes, it is.
It does kind of look like it could just be the opposite of that.
Just go with it, B-Man.
Sure.
Okay, yes. So what is it actually about?
It is about murder.
That's what I was thinking.
Intrigue.
The trailer's good.
Love.
Let me say this.
Passion.
I can't believe you edited that fast.
Passion.
B-Man.
Let me say this about
very impressive.
The Shaq trailer. You know how some trailers you see are like you feel like you've seen the whole movie?
Yes.
This trailer, you have no idea.
Yeah, that's true. What, that is a good trailer.
What this movie is about
I was like,
ever at
what?
All.
Is this... This is, it looks so good. Well, wait a minute. What's the bad part? I can't remember.
Oh, no, it's not like bad. It's just, you know.
I think there's a word.
There's a moon.
A moon?
A moon.
In the trailer?
Yeah. Not working on this.
I forget who was mooning.
But,
there was someone in the field.
In a field.
And it was shot from
oh, I
the
didn't
back.
Even realize he was mooning because I was watching on my phone.
So that makes it automatically PG-13.
Yeah. Just for the, what'd you say, mooning what?
Oh, my
if you
God.
See, I think that's, if you see someone's bare butt, that's got to be PG-13, right?
I didn't even catch that when I was watching on my phone. Did you?
Yeah, okay. Barely.
I thought he was wearing.
What's this about? And Brendan, you can maybe help or Levi with this movie has not been rated. Have you seen those movies?
Yeah. I never.
What is that?
I never watch them because I think.
Why does it say just, that?
Because it's so bad, you know, like that it's going to be past an R.
Is that what that means?
So it's
beyond?
Worse than R.
Okay.
That's what I felt like.
Really? It's...
Maybe the Raider people haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten around to it, Dad.
The Raider
people. Wait, Halloween cut. I
thought he meant the Raiders. Like the Raiders.
It was going to be Shaq 2, you're going to...
Speaking of the Raiders.
Did you watch the Raiders?
I have been loving football.
Suddenly.
And yeah, it's probably because of Taylor Swift. Sue me.
It's
but
fine.
I love it.
Are you in on the Chiefs?
I mean, yes, I really like the
so
Chiefs.
So I think that's your mother and
go.
I have decided
but
to.
We have decided to be Chiefs fans.
I have liked the Chiefs before Taylor Swift ever came around.
We did.
Okay.
We went to the game. It was very
fun. But I will
fun.
Say, maybe it is the
right
Taylor
before
Swift
they won
effect.
The Super Bowl.
I don't know. I don't
that's
know.
That's fine.
But there I am.
You can be influenced by it.
Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays. There I am. You find me on my couch.
Because of Taylor.
Watch it. Well, no.
That increases
but yeah,
your.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Wait, her boyfriend's on the Chiefs, right?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Oh, that's one.
Yeah, her boyfriend. But already,
did you, okay? Did you see that graphic?
Because I want to go to the games, and our friend is the mascot for the Chiefs, so there's a possibility.
You mean Travis Kelce's girlfriend's in the stands?
Right, there we go.
Yeah. That's right. Say it like that.
There was a graphic, you know, on like a stat graphic on and the Chiefs game, and it said the headline said you belong with T E, meaning tight end, but it said you belong with T. Like after, doesn't she have a song? You belong with me.
That's
and it says how much better he performs since.
Yeah, they're saying the yard that he gets more yardage
when
she's up there, and they were like doing the comparison.
That's interesting.
So actually, that's good. What's going to happen if they break up and then we're still?
So I know that I said my conspiracy theory last week.
Yeah.
I won't say the same one.
Well, it didn't get recorded.
But there is a conspiracy theory that he did the Pfizer commercial. He did some other commercial.
Oh,
Bud Light.
State Farm.
Commercial.
That's selling your soul.
That's what I'm saying. They said, they were like, maybe he did those commercials and to get a date with the lady.
Oh, I get it.
I don't know, but it makes sense.
You got to jump through the hoops to get the girl.
You're saying, wait a second. You're saying that she insisted that he get the jab?
Not him.
The jab?
No, the people. No, no, the people that control them.
The higher ups, Dad. The elite.
This is the fringe dragon intellectual theory.
Okay.
So anyways, I'll leave that there. No need to elaborate.
Nope.
Just food for thought.
Just think about that.
And now, let's watch this.
Okay, because I was about to lay an opinion that was going to throw this show into chaos.
Well, what is it?
Yeah, it's
not even getting Shaq 2.
Nope.
All right, here we go.
I used to play that same video at my house on the hill there.
Why'd you come down here, boy?
Well, there was just this deep feeling inside of us, so we ran away.
All these lights, all these cameras, you need to know the name of the guy who died.
So, we have a murder. We don't know who did it.
One night I was out feeding the cows and I just seen a pair of white sheets.
But everyone seems pretty suspect. Everyone seems very deranged.
They seem deranged, Sam.
It seems like they're hiding something. You ran away. What were you running from?
Pain.
And he smiles.
You ain't gonna find that here.
Oh yeah!
It's all shaky shaky like I've been saying the whole time.
Shaky shaky.
Yeah, what does it feel like to kill a deer?
I don't need no dang old therapist!
We ain't got facts. But the time!
Hey, you'll be fine!
I love
can't see them anymore.
Did you kill them too?
No.
That part. I love that part.
Mark my words. Joe Black killed me.
So. Pretty big things coming.
So you said Joe Black killed me, right?
Yes.
Okay. But you're alive.
Once again, I didn't get any closer to the story.
Honestly, I don't even know either.
You know what I say? I think you see stuff you didn't see the first time.
I don't need no daggum therapist.
Yeah. I didn't see anything that helped me
anyways,
anymore.
Yeah, the release date is TBD.
Is there a place like our listening audience can go see that trailer?
It'll be on YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube.
And it's Shaq, S-H-A-Q 2.
We'll put it on Caleb and Friends channel.
Oh, then you can see all Caleb the fun things channel. They've done. So. Yeah, if they go there, they can see all
I
your videos.
I don't need no daggum therapist. It's like Heather and I, we had an interesting trip back from Chicago. We were helping Levi move.
Yeah.
So we got a little hankering, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to eat too late these days.
Oh, yeah. No.
So we're like, I'm like, what do you want? And finding my wife something late is a challenge.
Mm. Well,
I don't like to
they
eat
don't
late.
Got the Camu Camu on tap?
Yeah, no, they don't.
The local
Camu
like
Camu shuts down at 6. Any Camu Camu outlets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And no so eat the late.
We do the whole, okay, let's stop in middle of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Before it's too late.
Looks like there's a Hux, and there's a couple other things, and a
Dairy Queen.
Taco Bell / KFC / Pizza Hut,
that's
whatever.
What you want.
Yeah.
And then we saw Wendy's, so we're like, you know what? Sometimes you get a good Wendy's burger.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty killer.
Oh, yeah.
So we're, of course, you can make a restroom stop. So we go inside the Wendy's, and there's a lady working there. You can see her in your head. mm-hmm. what she looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what
no need to expound.
She looks like.
And so we're making our order, and mine takes 2 seconds, Heather, about 4 or 5 minutes.
She couldn't understand. She said,
what'd you ask her for? What kind of cheese were you asking for?
Queso cheese.
No, it was a special kind of poblano cheese.
Oh, poblano.
Do you have poblano cheese?
It said it on the menu. I didn't make it up. It said it right there.
She never heard poblano in her life.
She asked a woman at Wendy's if they had poblano cheese. It looked. The lady looked at
me. No, I didn't ask her. I saw it on the menu. I go, can I put the poblano cheese
on that? Even if it's on the menu, she doesn't know what poblano cheese is.
She doesn't know. She's like,
she doesn't get paid enough to know what that is.
And so we're getting ready to pay, and I said something about there's a little sign there that was promoting the pumpkin spice frosty.
Oh, yeah?
And we said, oh, pumpkin spice frosty. And she said...
She lit up then.
Yeah, I heard them's are good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said them's are good.
Verbatim.
Yeah, she's been eating them.
Them's
them.
Are good.
Yep.
Yeah, them's are good.
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
Well, she couldn't find... The reason it took so long, she couldn't find poblano on the thing to push it. So she's going to tell the guy. And she's like, Now, what kind of cheese?
I just
asked him again and again and again because she didn't know what poblano cheese
I just wanted to order one of those Frosties and take a sip and go, them's is good. You's right. Them's is good.
Yeah, it was wild. She was nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. But
those are the best moments.
There are.
Yeah.
A late night at a Wendy's.
It does always make me think, like, how what was this? What did that look like when she was growing up? But anyway,
what
I just think when all that situation is the way it is like,
what's
how did they
that
grow
situation?
Up?
What kind of childhood?
Well, them's
doesn't
are
have
good.
Poblano.
Talking them's are good. Saying them's are good, guys. Not the poblano. Yes.
What peasant doesn't know what poblamo is? What is it?
No, I'm talking about the them's thing.
Excuse me, my good shopkeeper person.
Can you believe it?
My
imagine her upbringing.
Pardon me, fast food vendor. Do you have something in a sharp gouda? You could melt over my pommes frites.
Any Havarti? No, you don't have Havarti?
Yes, I see this burger's squares. Anyone could cut it into a circle for me.
Soften the edges a bit.
Yes, I don't like I to see eat. You have fries, but what about pommes frites?
Are those the same? Oh, that's pommes lovely. Frites. That's lovely.
Do you have any truffle gosh. Ranch?
Do you have what they call it? It's like a sugared carbonated water. There's something like that. Is a Pepsi, you call it? Yummy.
Ooh, I'll take one.
Ooh, wait a second. Dr. Pepper, that sounds quite luscious. Can you put that in, which you call them a cup? Yes, delightful.
That's amazing.
Delightful. Yes. Yeah, we have, I drink a lot of liquids when we're traveling.
Oh my gosh, it's so annoying.
And it is, and I'm kind of intimidated
like
now.
That timing
was so good.
Drink before,
drink after?
Because this is part of that same trip.
Yeah,
it's a long
time. And I get it, honey. I get it's frustrating.
Helps you walk more though.
But I know I'm
no,
feeling.
No, can I say what the most? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
And then I'll say it.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'll go.
No,
actually, go ahead.
Wait, you go.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
So Tim was on the road drinking a lot of drinks.
That's right.
And
I'm getting this. I'm like, no, I have to go. And I know she's not gonna like it, but I just have to go.
We had reservations too.
And
for dinner.
She's like, you have to go again.
Right? They had reservations.
At the fast food joint.
No, that was on the way there. That was on the way there. This.
Yes, Wendy's. Them's a table in the corner.
She's like, we are the Hawkins, and she turns around. And she goes, them's is here. Them's is here. God. Everyone. Places.
Oh, my gosh.
Start trimming them's burgers. They're too square. But it was one of those things. That I laugh so hard. Heather makes me laugh so much.
Really?
And I said, I said, honey, I really got to go. And
no,
she said,
right.
You got to go again. I go, you mean I can't go? And she goes, she goes, you can pay.
She said just like that. Well, we were late already. She made Our you friend can made pay. Reservations, and we were still 10 minutes late because you had to pee again. And I felt bad.
So, so we get to the restaurant, meet our friend, and Heather's like, them's had to pay. He had a Frosty.
Oh, my gosh.
And our friend is like, oh, them's are good.
What? Wow. And I'll tell you what.
That's a good restaurant, though.
I did a little driving through Missouri, like middle Missouri.
Oh, we got to do that trip.
The other day?
So.
Yeah.
This weekend? Gas stations are like kind of like they're the home away from home. Like when you're on the road in Missouri driving through cornfields and you walk into like a nice gas station.
Yeah.
You can breathe a little easier.
Yeah.
You know, like they got whatever you want on tap.
Yeah.
You know, they got the whole lineup with the, you can put the vanilla and the cherry flavoring in it. And it's like $1.19.
In it.
It's amazing. Every snack you want.
Yeah.
It's like being at home, but you're in a gas station. That's what I look forward to now. I was never a gas station guy.
Now,
you've trained. Like, I see. It's like, we're going to go golfing. Let's go to the gas station first.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the most fun part of the day.
It's almost like a field trip.
It is.
When you had the... We used to go on field trips and you get, we get a soda.
Get a soda.
And we get a ding dong or a Twinkie. And you're like, little bag.
Man.
Got your name on the outside
of the
bag.
What do you get now? Just a tea? Or don't you get some kind of tea?
I just get teas and some kind of low carb, like a nut. And even the cashews have a lot of carbs in it for me.
The cashews are so good.
Maybe I'll just suck on some peanuts or something and I'll just gnaw on a few.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get me. That'll make me feel satiated.
Yum.
Yeah, sounds good.
If I wanted, I'd get a whole bag of donuts.
Hey, you know what? That's better than, like, we have a friend who will, like, go get pizza there at the gas station.
Ooh, yeah. Is it good?
You know?
Casey's
I'm
pizza?
I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
I'm sure it tastes delicious.
There are not many things that are bad at a gas station.
Yeah, that's another thing Heather will do. She'll get a pizza at a gas station. She'll say, does this have MSG?
I don't like order anything at the gas station. Like,
do you have a gluten-free?
Salad looks scary.
Yeah. Is there Poblamo cheese on this pizza?
Hey, guys, it was an option. It was on the menu.
Can I get a grated Gouda? Yeah. Do you have a grated... do you have a goat cheese?
A Tostino or whatever that's spinning on the rack?
Right.
Do you have a gluten-free option?
Have you seen the Quick Trip has the, like, hot dog buffet, like, topping station?
Oh, yeah.
Like, fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
That's what says
for your
fresh.
Hot dog?
Fresh.
Well, our friend the other
day. Like, onions, pickles.
Make a salad out of the fresh toppings.
You can.
Our friend. That's about all you can. Was at QT the other day, the same guy who was in this video. It's Eli, and he's a wild boy.
When he cut his hair.
But it was midnight the other day, and we went to a Quick Trip, and the man is, like... Just to give you a little context for him, he was traveling in Wichita for work, and there was a Mexican restaurant. He was only there for 7 days, and he ate there 14 times. So, like, the man is wild.
What? Ate where again? Where was it called?
So, he was working in Wichita.
And he'll be like, I don't feel
good. He's like, guys, I feel horrible. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you have
a
fatty liver now.
Hello.
But he went to Quick Trip the other day and got a walking taco. You were inside, Liv. What was on it?
Yeah, well, no. Well, he, like, opened it up.
After he said he felt bad, he got the walking taco?
Yeah, he doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, they have, like, the dispensers with, like, cheese and then, like, chili. But it's, like, not. It's like
you
warm.
Squirt it.
You squirt the cheese or the chili?
Yeah, you, like, squirt the cheese, but the cheese squirter thing was, like, kind of jam, so it kind of was,
like
going out,
crusty cheese.
As, like, a spout, like, three different spouts
of cheese. And then nothing, then a gallon will come out.
And then it was, like, this weird-looking chili.
Then you can't find your hot dog because of the ocean of cheese on it now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So wait, you're saying that the chili was in a pump,
too? In a pump, too,
Gross.
It was really gross.
We're done.
It's disgusting.
We're done as a country.
And he's sick.
Or we
and
just started sick. As a country.
If you're pumping chili out of a thing.
You might be a redneck.
You need to reevaluate. You're just like,
that should be
stop.
A crock
That's
pot
so
attachment.
That's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
A chili pump.
That should be the end of the road. Like, we need to turn around.
Yeah. It was gross.
Right?
If you have a chili pump, your safety inspection or your cleanliness inspection goes to an F.
Yeah. It's kind of like those cinnamon pancakes at IHOP. It's got 14 different kinds of sugar.
Those look so good.
Where's that from?
IHOP.
So IHOP.
Spencer used to get them. They're like 10 times a Cinnabon. It's like a Cinnabon with syrup and whipped cream on top of it and a big pat of butter.
That sounds really good, though.
But Cinnabon smells so good. Yeah. And they seem like, I really want this. And one time you and I were like, let's just get a Cinnabon. Yeah. And we didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know what you do like?
Something was, it seems stale. Maybe we need to go first.
You know what
in the morning.
You do like? Annie Ann's.
That's right.
You get the Annie Ann's at the mall. Those are good.
I thought it was Aunt Annie's.
Auntie Anne's.
Oh, the pretzels?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. The cinnamon sugar ones?
Yes. And would they have the icing that you can dip them in?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that better? Fair. That's better, right? Oh. The Cinnabon looks and smells so
Them's
great,
are right? good.
Them's
are
aren't good. As good.
That's right.
And I could get on board with those.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was so cute. Holland saying ambulance today. Ambulance.
Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you match candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can hire faster and better with Indeed. With Indeed's matching platform, you'll find who you need. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Just go to Indeed.com/Hawkins and support the show by saying you hear about it or you heard about it on this podcast. Hear, heard, whatever. It's all the same. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed. With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Adjust your stride this autumn without missing a step. Choose from 35-plus weekly, flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals that promote a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preference, all ready to eat in 2 minutes. And all the fall flavors, cranberry pecan chicken, apple Dijon pork chops, they'll satisfy your fall cravings during the busy season without the hassle. We've tried Factor. We love it, and you will too. So head to factormeals.com/Hawkins50 and use code Hawkins50 to get 50% off. That's code Hawkins50 at factormeals.com/Hawkins50 to get 50% off. I've got an interesting thing.
Let's go.
Do we have a button for it?
We got a button.
All right.
Is that okay, Grant? Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting? Okay, here's what I've noticed. When I go to people's houses and I use their restroom, go to wash my hands, when's the last time you saw a bar of soap?
Well,
in someone's restroom.
We have one.
My house.
You do?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want it to be a bar? Or can't you just do this?
That's what I'm saying. It's been pumped for so long.
Chili pump.
Soap pump. Everything's pump.
Well,
everything's,
because when everything's you're
in
the
a
one
pump
who
now.
Everything is in a pump.
I mean, butter's in a pump. I mean, cream for your coffee's in a pump.
Pump it.
Mustard's in a pump.
Shampoo's
relish
in a pump.
Have you done the relish pump at Costco?
It is nice to pump
and soap, baby.
Because it does leave a lot of scum when you have the bar.
Scum?
Wait. Soap scum.
It does.
Do we like the pump or do we like the dump? The pump or dump?
Wait.
Both.
Wait. What's the dump?
The pump is this. The dump is this.
Oh, where you dump?
Oh, when you turn it over.
I'm not talking about soap. I'm talking about relish.
Oh, relish.
What?
I'm always talking about relish.
Wait, are you saying do
that's
we relish the dump?
It's the relish.
Or you're dumping the relish?
We're pumping the relish.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Squeeze it?
Would you rather you dump the relish or relish the dump? I know it's the latter.
I don't even understand.
I relish the dump.
You relish the dump. Like, I know that's what Holland told me today. He likes to go to the dump. He did. He said that.
You can pee. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm like, you can pee.
Oh, like I talk like that.
No, it was just the way you say it was such a different voice. It's just so made my night.
Well, sometimes when we go out, you don't explain to me when you say, okay, let me set the precedence here. We shop, we're done, we're going through the checkout. I got to go to the bathroom. All right.
Right.
And then a lot of minutes go by.
Mm-hmm.
How long just standing there with all this groceries?
Well,
it's like maybe an indicator's cool. Here's the keys. Go out to the car. But I'm standing there
But I don't want you to be out in the car by yourself.
Long, long time. Well, that's
I know.
Nice. But at least tell me.
Okay.
It's going to take a while.
Set the timer.
Hey, guys, don't fight. You're so good together.
Oh, that's a nice sarcasm, Libby.
Come on, guys.
It wasn't a fight.
We'll make
it
through this, okay? We'll make it
through.
It's
just funny. I'm calling him out.
Family first.
Because he says I talk like a guy.
No, it's just sometimes you throw out a voice, and I'm like, I've not heard that voice before, and it just sets me free.
Do you pee in the middle of the night a lot?
I
don't think he does.
I not in the middle, but like sometimes 10 times before I fall asleep. Because you're laying in bed, you're like, oh, I know another one's going to come up here. I'm going to fill up again.
10 times, that's a lot.
All right. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll catch 5 minutes to sleep here.
But you never wake up and have to pee?
No.
I kind of like the middle of the night pee. I'm not going
to
lie.
Why? I wake up every night to pee.
Because you wake up, it's 2 a.m., you pee.
I shuffle to the bathroom every night. I
have at what time?
My friend, we do sleepovers with our friends, and even my friends are like, man, every night you wake up at the same time and you shuffle over to the bathroom. Like, I'll just be like, it's like I'm trying to keep myself asleep.
Like, you're sleepwalking now. Wait, what time is it when you do that?
I wake up at 3.
Well, it's crazy because sometimes I'll wake up to pee and then it's automatic. As soon as I'm back in bed, she's already out peeing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time.
Wow.
It could be 5 a.m.
Too much water. I need to
drink before bed.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to bed with like...
Oh, that's worse. Like,
I know.
Because I can fall asleep with having to pee, but I can't fall asleep with having to...
Well, if I wake up, I'll either wake up thirsty or I'll wake up
What
having
is the
pee?
Thing you're doing?
Going to bed thirsty. Like where you
feel like you're, what are you doing?
When you have dry mouth in bed, I don't like that.
Dry mouth.
I kick off my socks. I'm like,
oh, that's.
I'm
it's like you need that.
It's like a desert in my mouth.
You need like one. It always happens before bed. It's like I have drinking so much water, but I know I need another drink. But that drink's gonna set me over the edge.
Yeah, maybe I should just go to bed with an ice cube in my mouth.
Gosh, let him out all night.
You choke on the ice cube and die.
Just let it melt.
Just a slow drip.
What's your secret to a good night's sleep?
Put an
ice cube straight in my gullet.
It's a slow release of liquid. I mean.
Oh my gosh. I remember as
I have
child,
freezer burn on my tongue, but.
As a child, there was one night I really was so thirsty, and I kept asking Mom, I was like, could I please have water? She's like, no, go to bed, because it was like, you don't give a kid water before they go to bed.
Right.
Especially when they're potty training.
But I remember I was just like, for like 2 hours, I remember just laying down and being like, I need water. And I remember sneaking and crawling to the bathroom and drinking from the faucet, because I was so thirsty.
I got so frustrated with you kids. I remember one night, I forget which one, it was probably more than one of you. You guys always something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I leave a line on? Leave a line. Can I just leave a line on? Can you crack the door? Can I get a drink of water?
I'm afraid.
Can I wanna?
And you're like,
and just
so
10
spent.
Different things. Like, no, no. And like, finally, one of you said,
my alone time.
Yeah. And finally, when he was like, can I read a book? And I was like, yes, but no light.
That's super helpful.
So then you're just sitting there with a book in the dark. I wonder what these pages say.
Yes.
I wonder what illustrations are on this.
Just reading the book. Just,
honestly, great for the imagination.
Just go to bed.
I'll take it.
Go to sleep, PT.
You put an ice cube in my mouth and call it a night.
Wow, this is so dry.
Daddy, can you bring one?
She lays there for 2 hours just like, I'm going to die. So dramatic.
I know, I was like, this is the end. But
yeah, I mean, that supports my theory that everyone should learn how to read Braille, I think.
When is this ever been a theory? I've never heard you say this.
What are you talking about?
One of Luke's many theories.
That's not even like a real
Listen,
theory.
I'll give you a bunch of reasons. You ever try reading in the car? Car sick. You can read in the car with Braille. Just look out the window. You could even read while driving.
Wait, how do you look out the window and do Braille?
You don't have... What?
Braille's for blind people.
No, it's not. You can learn Braille.
Braille's for everybody.
No, you can learn Braille for everybody, but I'm saying it's for blind people.
Well, I know, but I'm saying everyone should learn it.
Because where are they putting it? On the side of the highway.
Dad, what if we
what
married?
What are you putting what on the side of the highway?
No.
Why is he reading
is there,
Braille?
Is like reading a sign? No.
You gotta drive real slow. Read a road sign.
What is that talking about?
Stop
reading
sign.
A stop. Reading a sign on the road with Braille. You, pong.
What exit is this? Slow down really quick. Yes. Exit 7.
No, they should probably just have somebody standing at the sign. This is exit 73.
That's for the blind.
That's for the blind.
What? Why does he think we should read Braille while we're driving? What's the theory?
No, if you're sitting in the back of the car and you have a book in your hand.
Oh, a book. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were driving. It's like, what is happening right now?
Who are you?
You go, everybody should do Braille. This is why. When you're driving down the highway, it's like, what?
Braille's for blind.
What'd you do to your hand? I was banging on a sign, a Braille sign.
I was driving around Braille.
Driving 75, and I hit. Trying to read Braille on the sign. But I am chomping at the bit to hear more of Luke's theories.
Yes,
so if
yeah.
I got
he
plenty.
Has a lot.
I got plenty of theories.
What about the what's her face? The blind girl.
Helen Keller. Didn't write a book.
Yeah, that color's not real.
That's what Jackson has said. For
well,
years.
Yeah, obviously, if you can't see and you can't hear, you can't do anything.
Can't talk.
I
see.
Know,
can't
it's
talk.
Really wild.
What do you, like Jackson always
now,
just
I
says.
I believe
like,
that the lady probably taught her some things like this, like the feel of water, but the whole other.
No,
parts
there's
of it
nothing.
Seems pretty out there.
I was at a golf thing recently.
Unless you just wasn't actually all those things.
And I was so tired the first night, but my three roommates were in the living room having a Helen Keller conversation. And I could
Your
not sleep because it was fascinating.
Yeah.
My buddies.
I don't know who was
and
like.
And at one point, they're just
no
like.
Way.
There's like, you know, one of the guys. Well, how do you know, like, what? How do you learn? Well, you know, you like you eat an apple and you feel the apple and you do the signs and that's apple. Or like, what about a pig? I don't know. You like go over and pet a pig or something and you know what a pig is.
That little part.
And then my
it,
buddy was like, yeah, but 11 books.
I know, exactly.
How do you go from that to writing 11 books?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can feel a pig. Yeah, no.
Exactly. I was fascinated.
I mean, unless that was.
It's kind of the whole Stevie Wonder isn't blind thing.
I've heard that. He's
like
not.
The Shaq story.
What do you think, Brendan?
That's what Kalen's
you think?
Theory is.
You think
we
so?
Have a confirmed blind.
Yeah, B-Man says blind.
All right, okay. He's blind.
That's
we listen to B-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been some people confirming it lately.
That's a strong opinion, Bren. You going to stick with that?
Is it? Yeah, he's pretty
he's
confident
going with blind.
One.
He's going to lock in his answer.
He's like, finally, I lock
final answer.
In
Stevie
blind.
Wonder's on his deathbed. Hey, everybody.
I guess. Saw you all the time.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Didn't even have to use Braille.
But then who are you fooling? So what?
Yeah, why would you even do that?
What's I don't know if it ever benefits you to fake being blind. Like, there's very few circumstances where that works. Yeah. Oh, I didn't see what happened. I'm blind.
Especially for all these years.
Yeah, I guess if, like...
That'd be crazy.
Like, it's only an inconvenience.
Yeah.
He's a pretty chill guy. He doesn't seem like a guy that was that crazy and dramatic to pretend to be blind.
Honestly, it'd be, 50 years it'd be now impressive. So. Right. It'd be impressive.
Yeah, that'd be impressive.
If he could fake being blind...
You could fake anything.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
A fake.
I fake being deaf all the time.
I do too.
She does. For sure. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
My brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for to sure. know.
My brother was young at Silver Dollar City. And like
Silver what?
It's hard Silver to Dollar say.
Silver Dollar City. Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
My brother was Silver Dollar City.
He didn't say that though. He did articulate.
I have a theory. I think Luke just had a stroke.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's a good theory.
I'll take it.
That's out there.
He's like, anyway, so my
dad's
brother
brain is on fire tonight.
Yeah, he's ripping him.
Sorry, I'll okay. tune it down.
No, I like it.
It's good.
Keep it up.
Keep it going.
Keep it up.
So he was like young, and he was getting hit. He got hit on by a girl at Silver Dollar City. Silver Dollar City.
Who was
Silver
young?
My brother.
City.
My Which brother one? Was young. Jacob.
Jacob. Okay.
He was just a lad. Okay.
He was just a lad, and he was getting hit on, so he didn't know what to do. So he just pretended to be deaf and like faked sign language to her.
Oh, to the girl.
Oh, yeah. He actually went that
That's
far.
He did.
Genius.
She left immediately.
Good.
So.
Oh.
She's like, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Wait,
freak.
Was she cute? Wait, she was crushing on him?
Oh, you have a disability.
Crushing on
Ew.
Him.
Ew.
And he was not interested.
No.
That's so how you weed them out, you know?
Yeah.
That is, who's that really good at like.
Yeah, that was a test.
Who's really kind hearted?
I'm a millionaire. It was a test all this time.
I guess that's
I've been faking being blind for 4 years to show that you really love me.
Well, that's kind of ghosting people to their face, though. Like when you don't text them back, you just pretend you don't hear them when you're in their presence.
Right.
That's right.
So there you go.
Well,
I think you're onto something, actually.
Me?
Onto it? Oh.
All right.
If you're having a hard time finding a good lady.
Just fake it.
Just pretend like you're deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they'll go the distance.
If she is caring and helpful. Mm. Or if she walks away.
Right.
How about this? Like, if she's, like, hitting on you, just say, would you sign this contract?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a prenup to a, like, a initial conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
I'm just spitballing. All right. I'm just spitballing.
No, I like
here.
It. No. Keep the ideas got to flow.
No, for sure.
To sign. Well, I'm kind of stuck on the fact that you're, what was your theory about the texting and ghosting?
I don't know.
He's just going.
Well,
with
let me
it,
ask
you know?
You this, Heather, because you have been.
He's on fire.
Well, how many people have asked you to marry them?
What?
You, it's been several.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
But I was going to say, I was just going to ask you how you dealt
mother.
With like somebody.
One,
like,
I said, what? How? Oh, the one was dumb. I was like, why are you asking me when clearly I'm trying to break up with you?
Wait, can you say the number just real fast?
Give
how
us a
people,
number.
How many times I've been asked, or how many people have asked me? Because one guy asked me.
Hold on.
Wait.
Can you please explain the difference? I don't understand.
Because one guy
Let's
asked me
how many times.
Which I did marry him.
Oh. Hey, Heather, we're getting together with some friends, going to the park. Will you marry me? And then we're going to go to
okay,
get some
let
pizza.
Me think. Electrician.
What?
Well, I'm just trying. I can't remember his name. Some electrician guy.
Electrician, a barber,
this dumb dumb from New
and
York,
a priest.
So there's a gypsy,
the one that was
so
trying to break
number?
Up with
a carnival worker.
So and there's a
that guy,
an electrician,
times.
A barber, and a
Tim.
Clown.
I think six or seven times, but one was three. So
I don't think I've been asked six or seven times for my number. I think. I'm at like three in my
I'm at
life.
Like maybe zero.
I've not been asked sometimes for directions.
Well, you guys got married young. Wait a minute. You guys got married young.
I haven't, seriously.
Yeah,
I've
people won't even ask me for directions.
People don't ask me for directions. Plus, like, will you marry me?
Well, I don't know.
But how would you deal with, like, say...
Rejection.
Because I know
Rejecting.
That people have, you know, come on and expressed interest in you. Like, did you have a way to...
I just thought, I usually play it off like they're joking. Like, oh, that's funny. Not the marriage thing.
Ouch.
The coming on thing.
Right.
They're coming on to me. Like if we were at clubs. Yeah.
Electrician just like, I'm going to ask her to marry me. This is the greatest day of my life.
Gather around, everyone. Yeah. Come listen to this electrician's funny joke.
We've been dating for 8 months. No, I really think this is it.
Well, this is a story about the electrician guy. He asked me, wanted me to run off to Las Vegas. And we were kind of older. It was before I met you. And then we were at, we went to a concert, and then we were out to eat. And he looks across the table. He goes, just looking at me so weirdly. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, I'm trying to imagine if you were bald, if I'd still be attracted to you. I'm like, all right.
Did he say he would be, though?
He did kind of say, he goes, I think I would. I'm like,
then
okay,
that's
great.
Romantic.
That's romantic.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Good.
No, I broke up with him after that.
That's all it takes.
No, that's not all it takes.
Please tell me you sprinted out of there.
I was like, come on.
If someone told me that, I'd be like, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever seen.
Well, if he said, you if he's sitting there bald. Looking at me crazy for a long time, like,
that's well, how you
okay.
know.
For his, but just that's to give fair. Him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, when you then I didn't like it. Now, you're right.
So, like, when you start picturing people bald, you know, when you start, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
You know, you just start. So. Maybe so he was just in a picturing bald move and he didn't communicate well. You know, he wasn't like, I've been doing this with other people.
Yeah.
And not many people can look good bald, but now
that
I'm looking
at you. It's kind of like Levi. He dated that one girl and then she shaved her head and then he broke up with her.
Is he here? Yeah. Is Levi over there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey,
so
is that true?
Wait, to his credit, he did go out with her again just like, this last Christmas. Like,
but didn't she grow back her hair?
He did not. He did.
Wasn't her hair grown back?
He did. I helped him figure out the date.
He went back out with her seven years later.
Lives after the
hair grew all the way back. Call me in 2 years.
I'm really trying to get close with God. Give me 18 months.
God miraculously told me to break up with you right now after you shaved your head.
I think the anointing is just kind of lifted. That's some great Christian breakup lines.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like I'm going through a season.
I'm going through a season
closer to
not
Jesus.
Dating people that are bald.
I'm just trying to pour into my community. Pour in.
Wait, who is doing this?
These
Did
are great
you ever
Christian
use that
breakup lines.
That excuse?
Oh, yeah.
That God doesn't want me to date you?
Or anything remotely close.
I like your brother's technique. That was really good.
God told me you were a demon, so
that would work.
Sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's happened to me. It's happened to a few.
It's happened to you?
Yeah. Of course. Gotcha. If you're young and at a camp and then they're just like, yeah, I just don't feel like God wants us to be together.
Oh yeah.
What are you going to say? What are you going to do?
Can you help
You're
me
like,
find
God
my clothes?
I guess if God's
saying that. Find the clothes.
Can you help me find my underwear?
What? No, they're kids.
What does that mean? I just don't think this is right.
He's being wrong.
It means they've done something naughty.
No, that's not the context.
He was talking about dating.
You remember, honey? You remember?
No.
No,
this is not happening.
I don't want to be around
Usually
anymore.
That was the deal. When you're older and you don't, then that's why they want to marry you.
Pass me my Braille book.
Like, then I guess I got to marry her because she won't.
Well,
unless I do. Whatever. But you guys were young, so why would you have those other, you don't need those other opportunities. You found the one your heart desires.
Yeah, well, it'd still be nice to have.
It would be really nice. It's hard sometimes.
Saying that in your one-piece jumper.
Yeah.
Is it just one piece, though? That's what I'm asking.
You want to feel wanted.
Livia, is that one piece or two pieces?
It's two pieces.
Okay.
Yes, oh, it is two.
You tell me, Heather. Look into the eye.
Oh, my God.
It's my belly button, fellas.
Oh, my God.
You had
gosh.
A straight-on shot for that, honey.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you can refer
no
to it as one
deal.
Piece. It does look like a one piece, still, though.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
And the sleeves are so short.
Or my arm's really long.
Go to mid forearm.
Ah, yes.
Yes, Nikki.
You're Nikki.
Nikki. You're Nikki.
Do you refer to yourself in third person?
Yes.
How many girls did you ask to marry you?
Wait.
Me?
That's a good question.
One.
Hey.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. And I knew it. And I knew it.
You know, over the years, though, I've been thinking something, you know, because I grew up hearing that my mom got proposed to six times.
Why? Did you hear about that?
Because you told me.
I told you. I know. Maybe once, but it's like, I feel like it wasn't a hot topic.
But hear me out. Those guys had to be certain that you were going to say yes.
That's what's weird, right?
Or they would not have asked, which makes me think you must have just been really good at pretending to like people.
I don't think I pretend to like people. I think I just like make people feel at home. Like I have a lot of people who say I'm their best friend. I didn't tell them.
I could name 20 people right now and I'm not lying.
So it must be just like a real chill cat. Like the one guy, I was like, you know, the electrician, I was like, well, let's give it some time first. I mean, we've been dating for like 3 months, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Were you shocked?
Yeah, I was a little shocked.
That was a joke because he was an electrician.
That's true.
Oh,
that's pretty good. I like that.
I like
that.
I'm
sorry. Yeah.
More of those. More of those.
It's an improv podcast. So we're the 23rd biggest improv podcast. I just wanted to play into that.
Just to change the subject now. I was listening to a great interview with John Crist with some Canadian guy. I don't know who the guy is. Very nice person. And it was a great interview. It wasn't really about comedy. It was kind of about, you know, he was being pretty upfront and vulnerable about how it was.
Yeah.
Because his book is about that too. Delete This. So is the cancel culture thing. Anyway, he, it was probably over an hour, almost 2 hours. And he gave a very nice compliment to Dad at the end. Like just saying being at one of your shows and asking the guy, because he's from Canada, if he knows who you are, you know. But he's like, that guy's, you know, he's, I don't know what he referred to. He didn't say, I don't know if he, what reference he made, but just being really good, you know, like the best, one of the best. And he goes, and, you know, he's still doing it. He was off for a while and came back even better. But that's so nice.
He always says nice things.
He's a nice guy.
He sounds like a guru. He's so like.
Oh, he was so good in this interview. Did you listen to it?
Yeah. I mean, it
wasn't a good interview.
It was. Because before,
so real.
Like us comedians, we try to talk serious sometimes, and it's hard for us to do.
And I thought it would be hard for him.
But he was like,
but it wasn't.
Really, I mean, the things that he had to say were so thought-provoking and good.
Mm. Yeah, and authentic. And yeah. It's awesome. Good.
So, and he came to Libby's wedding.
Yep. He did.
He did.
Well, he's been a good friend to the kids.
Yeah, he came to my graduation on the road party.
Yeah, he's been to all of it.
Always supporting our family.
Yes.
He goes to all the weddings.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone in the family.
I know. It's cute.
So it's pretty.
So nice.
I mean, this, I think that supports my theory that like comedians just have a really good perspective on society because they view it as people that don't necessarily like, they want to understand it and they pretend like they don't pretend like they know everything.
He actually addresses that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because his dad brought it up because his dad is a preacher and then his dad went into politics. Yeah. And he said, really, what you and I do, John, is very much the same.
Yeah.
We don't like what's going on in the world. So we are want to take a perspective in and, you know,
yeah,
like kind of just go after it.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway, he describes it better. I can't remember what it all was, but you should hear it. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
So happy for him.
Yeah. He's doing good.
And because that's, you know. Homeschool kid who just gets thrust into the spotlight and you're famous and then
and that whole thing wasn't really that terrible like they were trying to make it sound, and the people that reported on it, that whole deal was just kind of one of those, what do you call them, like Inquirer type Christian
it was just fodder. What's that called? Fodder for the media.
Yeah, but what's that called, a gossip kind
tabloid?
Of
like TMZ
tabloid
kind of stuff.
Yes, very tabloidy.
Yeah,
but anyway, what's this?
Well, I thought, since you know it's Halloween and some of us dressed up for the occasion.
Half of us did. 50% of us did.
Yes,
50% of the population dressed up.
Well, B-Man didn't either. It's his idea.
And we watched that Shaq 2 documentary. I wanted to know if you guys wanted to watch The Office horror trailer. Have you seen it?
Is this where they put horror music to?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty... I haven't seen this one, but it's crazy how that works.
I feel like we should.
Yeah, we should watch it. This is pretty good way to end it.
I think. Yeah.
Cool.
If it's good.
Oh, I do.
Lady Olivia.
So this works because of our Halloween episode. Is this why we're doing this?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Because it's going to come out like the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is upsetting.
And we should have dressed.
It's okay. They'll just cut it out.
Livy, did you enjoy Halloween growing up? Did you?
Halloween's fine. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I don't love cute dressing outfits. Up.
Do you like she the candy cute. Part of it? Or
one time I was a gumball machine.
That was cute.
Yeah.
I just one time it, she was I Annie. Wore a I love
see-through
when you're
trash bag with a bunch of little balloons in it.
Yeah, it was cute.
Oh.
So.
That's very creative.
And then I went on this ride and they all fell out.
Oh, oh. Sorry.
So. Yeah.
Huh? Well, not of course, my favorite holiday. Of course, Keegan does all the sewing and makes these elaborate outfits. So she'll be at the church mm-hmm. harvest festival. And I'm
the
thinking
festival.
That Holland may win.
What's he going to be this year?
He's going to be the crab from Ariel from Little Mermaid.
No. And back.
Here we go.
There we go. Sorry about that.
All right. And cut.
Take four.
Wait, wait. Action.
And we're good. Sorry.
It's worth the wait.
There's an egg on your head and the yolk is running down. The yolk is running down. There's a knife in your back and the blood is gushing down. The blood is gushing down.
Okay, okay. We are stuck.
It's Halloween. That is really, really good timing.
Jan told me to play it cool and not tell anybody because it could get us both in trouble.
You need to vanquish fear!
Oh my gosh.
I'm only scared of real things like serial killers and kidnappers.
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
You don't want to do that.
I'm going to stay here and fight. If you don't hear from me by lunch, call me.
I am so scared when people don't label their personal food.
I feel like I'm describing a dream I have.
My foot! Yes!
I hate looking at your face. I want to smash it.
So someone needs to shut you
hey,
up.
Hey, hey,
hey! Get out, stutter.
My car!
When I look in the mirror, I don't like the face that looks back.
No, God! My head is in such pain and turmoil.
Let's put a smile on that face.
No!
No! I just want it to stop.
That's awesome.
The office has eyes.
That was amazing. Yeah.
You know what? I think that so show cool. Jump the Shark, you know what that means? Uh-uh. Is yeah. when it gets to a point where they've kind of run out of ideas.
Yeah.
Is when the cameraman or the sound man,
yeah.
they're trying to start a whole thing with right. him and Pam.
I hated that.
That was when I was like, oh, it's, I think it's.
Oh, you like, didn't like that?
End it.
It was just, yeah.
I actually like that part.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
no. Wasn't that awkward?
It just kind of seemed.
It's supposed to be awkward.
Yeah. That the ideas have run out.
Okay.
It was a little too serious, a little too.
Season 9's a little too real lifey.
Yeah.
It's hard because when you make a decision to do that on a show, then you, then
you're
it's
locked
there.
In
you have to have something now. They probably just killed that guy off her.
That's how it sure. happened with Office. I mean, Seinfeld.
Right. Yeah.
Last.
Oh, it was such yeah. a horrible last
well, Jerry,
episode.
They, wasn't but
the
it? They want to
last
redo
few.
It. They want to. Jerry
I've been
wants to redo
that.
It because he doesn't like how it ended.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, everyone.
For all you trick or treaters out there,
have happy a great Halloween.
Happy Harvest yeah. Festival. Happy
I'm
Halloween.
Sorry.
Happy Hallowed.
My bad.
Safe, Hallowed
have fun. Happy Hallowed. Fall Fest.
No, Happy Hallowed Ween.
Happy Harvest.
Fall Festival.
Harvest Carnival.
Have fun at your pot blesses.
Shack too.
Have fun at your chili potluck.
Your trunk or treat.
Have fun at your trunk or treats.
Oh, yeah, trunk or treats too.
Remember.
What are you saying?
Remember. Don't touch the gabagool.
Don't gabagool. Touch the gabagool.
That's what, okay, that's what we need. Just trick-or-treaters come. We'll have a pump chili.
They're not coming
just
here.
Right yeah. to the back.
Oh, yeah. Or just like.
Destroy all of their candy.
It'd
or are you
scary
like.
Just to go down amazing. Our driveway for them.
You just have like a package of like lunch meat, ham. They have to take a slice. That would
well,
be
well,
because
it's trick-or-treat. So you can do either. You can trick them or you can treat them.
Well, actually, they say.
No one true. Tricks.
We're gonna
you go
give,
pump or
we're
dump.
Gonna do a trick on you unless you give us a treat. That's how it started.
Oh, well.
Let's do this. Let you know how they say take one if you're not there. We'll just put it lunch meat in a big bowl.
Yeah.
It says, please take one.
Ugh. Take a slice if you take two.
No, let's do an actual ham slicer, and they just have to slice their own ham.
You know what, though? Nobody's what if you did a little sandwich shop on the front porch? You know, you put a little meat out there, a little sandwich, a little relish, you know?
Put bright lights.
Like,
yes.
We don't want candy going out to every kid. Just give them a sandwich. They have to have some sustenance.
Do it for the parents.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a po' boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just make sandwiches on the front.
Trick or po' boy.
Trick or po'
boy. Wait, can I say a spooky thing? I know we're wrapping it up here.
Yeah.
Something spooked me this week.
All right.
When we were at the pig roast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A guy I don't know. Yep. Well, I met him once.
Oh.
And then they were giving out mums at the end of the party. And he's like, you don't need any mums. And I was like, what? And he goes, I saw your porch. I was like, what? How does this guy know where we live? And he's like, you got some yellow ones and a purple one. I was like, okay.
All right. Well, it looks like you guys are moving back to the city.
That was a little freaky, but he's a good guy.
You're
but
not
it's
safe
just still,
anywhere.
I'm like thinking,
oh, he's rich, but still,
how does he know?
That's
where
who you
our
have to really have to watch. Cause then, you know, he's like, it takes a lot to impress this guy or to, you know,
so you notice my mums on my porch from way up on the road.
People.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he might have a hit.
If you're, you know, you're rich, you can tell the difference
euphemism.
Between flowers.
And then that documentary be called "Mum's the Word."
Oh, good. That's good. Ba-dum-bum.
Right.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Up yep.
23rd ranked improv comedy.
That's right.
Podcast.
Wait,
go
buy are you oh, that's what this is. Yeah.
Go buy some chrysanthemums.
So
there's only 23
can we have
of them.
The guy with 23?
I heard there's only 24 improv podcast.
So, honey or Libby, can you
Indus.
Just give out your Halloween
Godmother.
Wishes to
yes,
everyone.
Nick,
you know, the Halloween is the best time to have the pasta sauce on you. Nobody asked the questions, okay? Have fun. Trick, treat. Don't drink.
It's good.
Drink water. No. Anyways, have a great Halloween. We love you. We love you. All you Nickies out there, we love you.
All you Nickies.